Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Get all your everyday essentials delivered through Grubhub's own convenience store, Grubhub Goods. Whether you need a late-night snack, paper towels, or your favorite soda, get everything you need without ever having to leave your home. Download or open the Grubhub app to start ordering from Grubhub Goods.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It is Thursday, the 16th of June. Good morning on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Another night at MLB, another no-hitter. Broken up in the ninth inning. This time, the batter was a bit more well-known than the Pirates' Cal Mitchell the other night.
Tyler Anderson to Shohei Ohtani. That's a line drive to right. Betts won't get there. And Ohtani breaks up the no-hitter with one out in the ninth inning. He does it with a triple. 8 1/3 no-hit innings for Tyler Anderson. Ohtani breaks it up. What a performance from that man right there. Game of his life.
Shohei Ohtani, the 52nd most selected player, and beat the streak yesterday. That kept his personal 10-game hitting streak alive. Heartbreak for Tyler Anderson, but the Dodgers beat the Angels. Mike Trout, among the many hitless Angels, and that ended a ton of streaks yesterday. He was 5th most selected overall. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Today on Thursday, part 3 of our interview with Jimmy Rollins, TBS MLB pre- and post-analyst, host of the new podcast Unwritten along with Ron Darling. You'll hear that interview in a little bit, followed by our picks, and we've been good lately. The Porth pick yesterday, it was the same as the pick from our streak leader, Kyle Schelotis 26, and both were rewarded.
And now Ramirez ropes one down into the left field corner.
He's headed for second base. And he's in there sliding with a double. He's 2 for 2. His 19th two-bagger of the year.
And another extra base hit.
Ramirez would end up with 4 hits yesterday. As we take a look at the state of the streak, Kyle Schelotis, 26, went with another double down. Another 2 Cleveland Guardians at Coors. Ahmed Rosario, a success as well. The streak is at 39. One off the high water mark for the season from West D3 a week ago. One more Cleveland game in Colorado. What do you think, Ryan? Another double down coming from the leader with the hot hands?
I mean, why not? There aren't a lot of great plays today on the board, in my opinion. I think Cleveland will be able to get some opportunities offensively today in Colorado, just like they have the last couple of nights. I would expect that again from Kyle Schelotis.
Ahmed Rosario has a hit in 9 straight. Ramirez a hit in 7 straight. So why not indeed? Second place among all streakers is a guy named Gonzo R. at 36. He got there with a double down of Blue Jays. Told you about that matchup yesterday. Bruce Zimmerman yields hits. And he gave up 11 of them in less than 5 innings pitched. I had Santiago Espinal, who went 2 for 4. Gonzo R. had Teoscar Hernandez and this guy.
Here's Vladdy, had a base hit his first time up, and he's got another one. Hit this one a lot harder. 2 for 2.
4 hits for Vlad Jr. on the day, including a home run later and a walk-off single too. Folks, attack Bruce Zimmerman. Attack him with all you've got whenever the Orioles lefty is going. Another popular selection in Beat the Streak, number 8 overall, was the man who reached 1,500 hits last night with an RBI single in the first inning. And then later at Wrigley Field.
And Machado sends it in the air to deep left field. Happ's going back, looking up, gonna go! 2-run home run, Manny Machado is 11th of the year. And the Padres continue to pile on to Cub pitchers.
Oh boy, it's been hideous at Wrigley. That right there, home run number 262. 17 players have reached 1,500 hits and 250 home runs before the age of 30. 12 of them are in the Hall of Fame. 2 more will be. Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols. A-Rod and Andrew Jones still on the ballot, and that only leaves Machado trending towards Cooperstown. Our pick segment coming up in a little bit, including the daily double A, the fourth pick, a daily stay away, and the highest hit probability number we have seen all season long for a guy going later today. But first, it's part 3 of our interview with Jimmy Rollins. We talked about the state of hitting these days in Major League Baseball. So many 3 true outcome hitters out there with the state of hitting today. So many guys that could be hitting for a high average, choosing to be home run or bust as a business choice. I understand it. I guess I understand it from a business perspective, but I wonder if we're starting to push back and value batting average a little bit more. Does it feel like that to you?
You know, I believe so, and I hope so. I think that's more of a true evaluation of the type of hitter you can be as an overall. Like, if you hit for a high average, you are going to have some walks in there, and that's just going to help you. Hitting for power is a beautiful thing, but if you're, you know, hitting the home run, you know, one, let's just say every 10, 15 at bats, right? But every other time it's a strikeout or a weak pop up and you need that RBI and you can't deliver unless you're really hitting the ball out the ballpark, how valuable are you really? You know, he walks, he's going to walk a couple times, hit some home runs, and that's all he gets in between. I don't like that. Look, give me a guy that can hit in any situation. Runner on, bases empty, runner scoring position, 2 outs. Those are the guys that I want. And guys with high batting averages, they're getting hits in pretty much every situation that you can think of. That's what I – and don't get me wrong, that's not it. That's not all there is to hitting. But if I had to choose one, runner in scoring position, 2 outs or less than 2 outs, I want the guy that has the highest batting average in those situations. I don't care if he's getting singles, doubles, or home runs. It doesn't matter. Give me the guy that I know when the game's on the line and everything's counting, it's a high-level situation, this guy has proven he can deliver.
Are you
and that batting average is not going to lie about that.
Yeah.
That is not going to lie.
And if they ban the shift, are you for banning the shift? I
hell
am.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
Hell
it's time.
Yes.
It's time.
Hey, look. Look, that's illegal defense. What they call in basketball, hey, you either in zone or you're man. You can't play both.
That's right. You can't do bump and run past 5 yards, right? You can't hold a receiver.
Exactly. That has to be some point where you have to let the offense, you know, have a chance at some fairness.
Yes.
Like I said, you know, they have these numbers, and I hit the ball 75% to the left side when I'm batting right-handed. That doesn't mean you get to stack the whole team over there, although they'll say, well, you know, here's the other side of the field that's open. Yeah, that's, in other words, a second baseman is supposed to play second base. A shortstop is supposed to play shortstop, not left field, or second baseman is not supposed to play right field. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And it's more aesthetically pleasing when it's like that. It fits the game that we've watched our whole lives. It's more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Rollins, this has been a pleasure. Unwritten is the podcast with you and Ron Darling. Everybody should check it out. I dig it. And could talk to you for hours, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. That was a pleasure. And Ryan, we got to get him playing Beat the Streak. You got Jimmy's cell phone, right? You just text him, send him a picture of your family. I know he's interested. And also send him our invite code. Okay?
Yeah. We can be friends with Jimmy Rollins for the rest of time through the MLB Play app.
I think that would be a great thing to do. By the way, we will tweet out our invite code and you can play along with us as well on Beat the Streak. It's a light Thursday in MLB, just 9 games. Ryan said earlier he doesn't see a lot of good matchups out there. Interested, ready to hear him talk about that during the fourth pick. Here's a couple to stay away from, perhaps. Every episode of the pod, we give you the daily stay away using a Mike Petriello's baseball savant chart. Yesterday, we gave you Nestor Cortez, and the Rays just got 3 hits against Nestor in 5 1/3. So that one worked. We know stuff. Tristan McKenzie, Dr. Sticks, is number 2 on the chart. He has been great this season, but it's in Coors, so that mitigates him a bit. If you want to play your Rockies, I won't stop you. Let's go with Joe Musgrove of the Padres at Wrigley against the struggling Cubs, who've lost 9 in a row. Woof. Musgrove, 10th overall on the chart, 2nd-best ERA in MLB, and 8th-best in terms of hits per 9 innings. Stay away from the Cubs.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for my daily double A. Hey, I hit yesterday with Santiago Espinal, but I missed with Adam Duvall. Angry with myself. The Braves did win their 14th straight. Austin Riley had a huge game. Dansby Swanson hit again. Ozuna hit. I took Duvall, who went 0-for-4. Also yesterday, I wrongly suggested that G-Man Choi's 13-game hit streak was going to end against the Yankees last night. You know what happened? Kevin Cash sat him against Cortez, and then Choi pinch hit in the 8th and had an RBI single. Tonight, he'll get the start against the righty Luis Severino, and I'm telling you, Choi is going to stretch that streak to 14. That's my anecdotal pick. Book it. Analytically, Patrick Corbin, where you been? He's National League Bruce Zimmerman. That's who he is. He's got a terrible hits per 9, and the bonuses with him, he makes a lot of money on a bad team, and he's healthy, so he pitches deep, whether he's given up knocks or not. I'll take Reese Hoskins of the Phillies, who hits over 300 against lefties and has 8 hits in his last 3 games. Stay hot, Reese. I've got Hoskins and Choi as my daily double A. The fourth pick.
Speaks, you mentioned how you should stay away from Joe Musgrove of the Padres this afternoon at Wrigley Field. I would agree. However, the Chicago Cubs pitching staff is in horrible shape right now. They've given up approximately, 1,000 runs in their last 5 games, including double digits in each of the last 2 nights against the Padres. Today is the last of a 4-game set at Wrigley, and Jake Cronenworth of the Padres has collected 3 hits in each of the first 3 games of the series. He also has 6 multi-hit games in his last 12. I think he stays hot today, just like it has been in Chicago all week, facing righty Matt Swarmer, who may not go deep in the game, which means more work for the reeling Cubs bullpen.
Yes, sir. That Cubs bullpen is reeling indeed. We told you that someone has the highest percentage of hit probability on the entire season. The algorithm that the Beat the Streak app has invented to predict who's going to get a hit says that 79% of the times JD Martinez comes up in the computer model, he gets a hit today. 79%! That's outrageous in terms of at least 1 hit during the course of the game. So JD Martinez, and guess what? That's who the elite users like. Over 33% of the elite users as of 7 a.m. like JD, going against Oakland and Paul Blackburn. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is the show. Drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate. Make sure you share it with everybody. And let's play Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping your guys hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.